Dean, Ian Rappaport from the Herald. It seems, well, I guess one assumption I can sort of make, and you can tell me if it's on point or not, is that teams will look at what the Dolphins did to you guys from a pass defense standpoint and maybe think that they can, you know, pass a lot and have success against your defense. First of all, do you agree with that? And also, how do you prepare your guys for teams kind of open it up like that for the next four games?
Well, I think, number one, I can't tell you what other teams will think when they look at it. Probably is all based on where their personnel or their scheme can dictate that they can do that. I mean, that's, you know, you always got to be able to do what your players can do. Where our problem was primarily on the pass defense in this last game, as different than the Saints game where we gave up big plays kind of on some missed assignments, was the fact that we couldn't get off the field on third down. So whether teams attack us that way on third down, you know, I can't tell you what other teams will do. Actually playing the passing game or playing even no matter what in this last game on first and second down was probably as much success as we've actually had all year when we graded the film. First down was fairly successful compared to most games. And second down was probably the best second down that we've had all year in 12 games. Our problem this past game was simply third down. We couldn't get off the field. That's why we had so many plays. That's why we had so many yards. Didn't give up as many big plays. Didn't give up a lot of big plays. Just couldn't get off the field on third down for a lot of different reasons, most of which were fundamental mistakes, not necessarily, okay, attacking the team this way because we were in this particular coverage, because we were really almost never in the same coverage twice. So I don't know that it's going to be that as much as we just got to do a better job of we just were not fundamentally didn't play well on third down from the front to the back end. We just didn't play well enough, and that's my responsibility, and I got to get that fixed.
Dean, it's Bert Breer from the Globe. How much of that is, I mean, it seemed like the Dolphins spread you out a lot, and yeah, I don't have the numbers, but it seemed like they ran more 3 and 4 receiver sets than they typically do. So how much of that was just maybe them throwing something at you that you hadn't seen as much from them?
That's not. That 3 receiver set is something that they'd done before. Maybe they did a little more in this game or whatever, but that wasn't something that was any bit of a surprise. In fact, we were very ready for it. Ours was just simply a matter of not executing what we were supposed to execute. You know, if we had double coverage on somebody, then we needed to double cover them, and we didn't get it done. And, you know, whether the guy was supposed to stay underneath on a coverage with help over the top, a couple times that happened, and the guy that was supposed to be underneath got too high on the guy, and the guy runs a comeback on him. You know, so you're in a call or you're in a coverage that you'd like to be in. We just fundamentally didn't play it well enough, and we have just got to do a better job of that. So it really wasn't so much whether Miami spread us out or not. That really wasn't a surprise, and it was just the fact that we just didn't execute just sometimes some simple things that we just needed to execute.
Was one of those fundamental issues that 4th and 6 where they ended up catching a 13-yard pass with some cushion? Was that a fundamental? I think it was.
Well, there were a bunch of them. I won't pinpoint any one of them, but there were several of them, and almost all of them obviously were on third down, especially in the first half when I think they were 7 out of 8 on third down, and then second half we were a little better, but there were just some critical plays in the game and some critical times, and it was the same thing not only in coverage, but it was also fundamentally some things you need to do in the pass rush, whether it's keep the quarterback, you know, in the pocket and not let him break out and then, you know, throw a pass when he's scrambling now downfield. I mean, it wasn't only just coverage. It was just, you know, certain breakdowns in the defense, fundamentally things that we just got to do a heck of a lot better. It's not really based on what they did. It's really not based on a formation. It's really not based so much on the call. It's just that here's what, in every call, you know, you've got certain things that, whether it's contain the quarterback or flush the quarterback or play underneath coverage, whatever, and if that's what the call dictates that you do, that's what we need to do. We didn't do the things just fundamentally that we needed to do in those situations.
This is Ian again. Another thing, Dean, you've obviously been doing this for maybe a few years. I'm sure you've had situations where it's been difficult for guys in the secondary. How do you manage the psyche of, you got some young guys like Butler and Will Hyde and guys who probably had a little bit of a tough weekend. How do you deal with them emotionally, mentally, and psyche-wise?
Well, you just got to coach them. Like you say, I've been doing it for 38 years, and I've dealt with a lot of different situations, and veteran guys, not veteran guys, college guys, all different kinds, and you got to coach them. That's part of being a professional. You know, there's going to be great times, and it's easy to be up and be confident and do all those things when things are going well, but, you know, the sign of a true professional and in any profession is how you deal with adversity. And, you know, that's what we got to talk to these guys about. And every guy that you coach differently. Just like every employee you have in business, you don't probably treat every employee maybe exactly the same. You treat them fairly, but, you know, it's not the same. You know, some people need a kick in the butt to get them going. Other people, you know, don't need a kick in the butt. They need a pat on the back. So it's up to us to figure out what that guy needs and to get him to play better. And that's my responsibility as a coach. That's our responsibility as defensive coaches to get these guys playing better fundamentally. Don't hang your head. Get your head up. Let's go. We're still in first place. We need to win some ball games. We need to beat Carolina. And that's really the approach that we'll take this week with all of those guys. And it's, look, we've done this before. All of a sudden, you know, 4 weeks ago, everybody was talking about the improvement in the secondary and how well they were playing, and they were playing with some confidence. Well, obviously it's there, then we just got to bring it back out in you. Two games don't make a season good or bad, but we can't let it keep going.
Dean, this is Burt Breer again, and that same way with the young guys. I mean, I think it's fair to say you guys lost a pretty significant leader at every level of the defense, with whether it's Seymour or Vrabel or Brewski or Harrison this off season. Has it been a process replacing those guys from an off-field standpoint and maybe from a leadership standpoint?
Well, this question was asked to me, you know, a few weeks back, and I think, you know, anytime you lose any leader, you're losing a leader, but somebody else has got to step up, and that's what we're looking for guys to do. And I think we've had some guys do that. Do we have enough? I don't know. But the thing of it is that these guys have – the thing about leadership and being a leader is you become a better leader the longer you're a leader. And I don't know if that really makes sense, but the difference with Brewski and Vrabel and all those guys is, yeah, they've been through a lot of good times, and they've been through some down times, so they knew how to kind of pull everything together. Well, when you have new leaders, those guys have got to learn – they've got a learning process here too. You know, when everything was going well – hey, great. It's not hard to lead when everything's going well. Now it's time to be leaders on the team when we've had a couple games where we have not played well on defense. There's no secret about it, and we haven't played what we're capable of playing. So, you know, somebody's got to take the bull by the horns and got to step up, and part of that responsibility, though, lies on us as coaches to, you know, make sure that there's somebody filling that role, and if there's not quite ready, then we got to fill that role.
Is it fair to say then, and I've had them, I've heard guys say that there are a lot of guys who lead by example on the team, that maybe, as a whole, you guys need guys to step up and be a little bit more vocal?
Us guys meaning who?
Well, I mean, that you guys need players. I'm saying that you need guys on the field, you know, whoever it is, whoever the leaders are out there, to maybe step up and be more vocal in these types of situations.
I don't know if that's necessarily always the case, because if you're not a vocal person, you can't all of a sudden become a vocal person. It just doesn't come across that way. It's like if you're there are a lot of different types of coaches out there. There's screamers and yellers, and there's guys that can get away with that, and then there's other guys that aren't. Well, then if you're a coach and all of a sudden you think, okay, well, I'm going to become a screamer and a yeller because the head coach is a screamer and a yeller, it's going to come across phony. That's not you. And that's the same way with players. The players are who they are. And some of them are vocal. Some of them are not so vocal. Some of them lead by example. Some of them lead, you know, but a guy that's been quiet the whole time, all of a sudden to tell that guy, well, now you got to be vocal, that's not going to be his personality. I think that's a natural thing that happens on teams, And we, the best thing our guys can do and our leaders can do, or the guys that are the leaders that are vocal, is to be vocal, and the guys that are leaders by example, to set a better example. And we just got to play better, and we just got to play better fundamentally. And I think the leadership stuff will take care of itself if we just simply play better. I don't think it's a situation where that's necessarily our biggest problem. Our biggest problem right now is we just did not, especially in this last game, we did not play fundamentally well on third down. Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.